Thanks for listening to season 4 of the Utah Real Estate Podcast.
The most downloaded series in the whole state and possibly the world.
Hello, I'm Steph Scholl here with the one and only Silver Dollar Man.
Also known as Scott Stevenson. This year, we're consulting with community leaders about the future of the Beehive State.
And how you can best secure a house for your home.
Join the thousands.
And my mom.
That subscribe every Thursday. Day for the most exciting hour of the week.
Steph, you know what we're doing today? We're learning about the octave from Symphony Homes.
And we have with us Symphony Homes marketing manager, Kim Carlson. And we have Cash Knight. He is the new construction specialist with Symphony Homes. And he's also a real estate agent. Okay, so Kim, tell us about why it's called the octave.
Is that something about singing? Or what's going on? Is it musical? Is it magical?
It's actually a great question. So Symphony Homes, one of the things I love about our brand so much is that we tie in all these elements of music. And our whole... the name of our company leads back, and I'll let Cash tell that story because he just has a really great way of putting it. But I love it. If you go look at our portfolio floor plans on our site, symphonyhomes.com, every one of them has a tie-in to music. So all of them, the staccato, the tempo, the forte, the anthem, like all of these tie back into music to give you that feel of being at the symphony, right? And so I'll let Cash go on why we're called Symphony Homes, but I just love all those little music puns. You'll see it now that you know in our social media, across our website, and our brand copy. We're always trying to incorporate Let the Show Go On.
And a little bit about Symphony. It's all about orchestrating your dreams.
I love that.
I know. You guys have branding.
I love that branding. Like, I just absolutely love that. That's fabulous.
Yeah. It's been so much fun. I mean, and part of it is, you know, there's the cool niche of it, all of our homes. Like she mentioned a few, but we've got the fortissimo and the timpani and the ballad, some of these really amazing plans. But there's kind of a deeper level there. So, you know, with the nature of Symphony Homes is we're extremely custom while still fitting kind of a mold. So you're not starting from scratch. So we start with the base plan, but then you get to build the ceiling. I mean, change walls, whatever you want. And when we talk about orchestrating your dreams, when you're building a home of this caliber, there are so many parties that are involved. And on our end, there's the marketing team, there's the real estate team, there's the design team, the structural team. But then you take it a step further to the individual subcontractors who we all have to rely on to build the product that we want to present. And really, at the end of the day, Symphony is synonymous with quality. That's what we brand ourselves to. That's what we believe in. So when you think of this grand symphony, every piece has to be in perfect harmony to deliver what we want to give you. So, you know, if we look at, you know, maybe the tile or the flutists, and the framers are the cello players. And in the end, it all comes together to bring this beautiful harmony that hopefully, and for most people, ends up being your dream home.
A masterpiece.
Beautiful. A masterpiece.
And I always just thought it was with the chocolate bar. So
well, now you know.
This is a lot.
Well, and
we do love
the chocolate.
Bars, right?
I actually have a cousin who plays in the National Symphony Orchestra. Many years. Did you know that, Steph?
No.
So you've heard that.
Yes, I've heard that. And I know exactly what you're talking about because, you know, you have, if you listen to the cello all by itself, you know, and then you got the violin. But when you put them all together, you come up with really, just like you said, a masterpiece.
Yeah, absolutely. I think people walk into a model home for the first time or a finished home and they go, wow, look at all these things. Mm-hmm. But it's a messier process than that. It takes time and it takes this huge team of people you've never thought about, trades you've never thought about, all working together to make this happen. And so it's kind of like all those people when they come out on stage, everyone's wearing black. It's this big formal event and everyone's standing and there's ovations. But there's so much practice behind that point, right? All the behind the scenes, the getting dirty, the things you don't see. And I love watching our buyers go through that process. I love it when our buyers are tagging us on social media, like, we got our footings are in, our foundation, and then seeing their house be framed and like actually walking through the floor plan that's going to be their forever home for the first time. I just think it's amazing, the behind the scenes of that too, and pull back the curtain a little bit and see that.
Well, let's pull back the curtain a little bit using that phrase before we talk about this specific home, about Symphony Home. So where did you come up with this brand? And just a little background of Symphony Homes.
Well, I'll have to give all of the credit to our fearless leaders, Bruce Robinson and Rob Miller. They started this company, I want to say 30 years ago.
Over 30 years ago.
And they've been building, you know, we started primarily in kind of the Kaysville, Davis County area. And, you know, it's funny, if you go to West Kaysville, you're hard pressed to throw a stone and not hit a Symphony Home. I mean, they really just did amazing work out there. And the value of that West Kaysville area really reflects that now. I can't really speak for them, but all of this started and with that same concept in mind is we've never been a track builder or a production builder. It's not who they wanted to be and it's not who we want to be now. As they built this team together, they really focused on finding the right people to play the right roles. And then, you know, go three decades later, and the same message and the same desire is still in effect. And I think we've only gotten better and better at doing it. We've had subcontractors that have been with us for decades. And that's part of the beauty is, you know, we do allow so many customizations. And the only difference between us and a fully custom builder really is, like I said, we give you a base plan so that you're not just starting with this question mark and engaging an architect and an engineer. We've done all that legwork and we've designed some really beautiful plans. But once you get past that base stage, there's very few things we'll say no to. A couple of things we will say no to. Okay. I once had a client ask.
I'm excited about this.
I once had a client ask to put a for us to put a slide from the second story to their future pool.
I have not heard the story.
From one of the kids' bedrooms. And I'm like, guys, we can't do that. Sorry, you're going to have to do that one after the
fact. Some people have a burglar alarm. This one used their
splash. Yeah, exactly.
Nobody's right? Sneaking out of this house.
Oh, man, they're sliding right through. So with very few exceptions, we don't say no.
Yeah.
And it still gives us a little bit more speed and a little bit more quality control. You know, one of our, in my opinion, one of our most grandiose plans is the Timpani, which is a beautiful 6,300 square foot modern two-story. And the beautiful thing is nobody's ever built the standard timpani. Nobody. It's always modified, usually pretty dramatically.
Yeah.
But the nice thing is the foundation guys have usually dug and poured the similar plan. So the margin of error starts to drop over time on these plans. And that's part of why we maintain such a high level of quality is it's not a brand new plan every time. It's a modified version. And so the engineering, the architecture, everything from the framing to the tile, it's all been rehearsed. You know, maybe not in that exact way, but to an extent where you know what you're going to get with your own spin on it. And so, yeah, over 30 years, that's been the primary brand for Symphony. And the reason why we've been as successful as we are is customization and quality without starting you at ground zero.
Yeah, exactly. Ground zero.
And good to know that you can't do a slide out of nowhere.
I mean, after closing, doors right open, knows. Right?
Absolutely. Yeah. We'll even prep for it, you know? We'll put the bolts in, we'll prep for it, but that slide, I don't think that's going to happen for us.
That's so funny. Well, okay, let's talk about the octave. So we can't see it right now, but that's been fun for us to be able to have everyone describe. So walk us through, describe all the details that, so that Scott and I feel like we're...
Yeah, and is this the first time you've had in the Parade of Homes, or is this 20
we've
years?
We've been
or?
Doing the Parade of Homes as long as we've been a company.
Oh, okay.
So we've participated in the Northern Wasatch Parade of Homes, the Salt Lake Parade of Homes, the Utah Valley Parade. We love parade season. We love having people come and see our homes and see what we can
the
do.
Veteran oh, of, yes. of the parade.
Yeah. Absolutely.
We love the Parade of Homes.
That's and awesome. If you check our stats, we've got some pretty good award records too.
Nice.
Oh, yeah.
Not to brag.
Not to brag.
Hey, yeah. You guys can brag. We're asking, what are your award records?
Oh, my. I don't know how long it's been since we haven't won at least Best Kitchen and Exterior in at least one of our parades.
Really? Wow.
Yes. Oh, always. Cool. And especially in Davis County. I mean, I think there was like 6 or 7 years there where we like swept the awards every year.
Cool.
Yeah. And so talking a little bit about the Octave. So the Octave is a really cool plan. And it's fun to see part of the growth of these homes is really cool because it's almost like a living, breathing floor plan.
Mm-hmm.
So we developed the first Octave, I want to say 4 years ago. And we built a couple of...
It was actually a parade home for us in Utah Valley.
Exactly. Yeah.
Oh, cool. 3 or 4 years ago.
3 years ago, yeah. And so that was kind of the first octave. And it was relatively unaltered. We had a base plan, 4,800 square feet. And it showed beautifully. You know, I mean, kind of a upper to mid-sized home. You know, a lot of these parade homes are 6,000-7,000 square feet, which is beautiful and amazing. But for the average person,
right,
7,000 square feet is a little more than I need. I mean,
yes.
You know, when you've got a full mile of home in your home, you know.
I just always think about how am I going to clean this up?
Exactly, right? What am I going to do with this
space? I'm always thinking of how am I going to pay for this? That's my main
Very
thing.
Good question, Scott.
Oh, my gosh. So, yeah, this octave rolled out in the Utah County Parade of Homes 3 years ago, and it just had such positive feedback.
People love this plan.
Love it. And it's got 12-foot interior ceilings in the living room in the entryway. And then it drops to 9 in the kitchen. And then it goes up to 9 again in the bedrooms. And so you've just got this very, as you walk in, you know, it just feels like you're entering this open atmosphere. And you are. It's unbelievably beautiful. And then the backside is always decorated with these massive windows. You can either do 3 large 8-foot windows that just maximize the space. Mm-hmm. You can do some smaller ones. But the fun thing is, you know, you look at that octave 3 years ago, and the home we have in the Salt Lake Parade, it's still an octave. But they're not the same. What we do is, as buyers customize their plans, we kind of go, oh, that was a good idea. Mm-hmm. You know, we like that. And so over time, the base plan stays the same, but the modifications tend to build off of each other. And so, you know, a lot of times I'll have somebody that wants to build the octave and I'll reference the base plan, but then I can pull up the modified plans that somebody else has done. And they're like, oh, that's the one.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So it allows us to, I mean, this sounds very odd, but it almost allows these homes to have a growth maturation, if you will, where this is what it used to be, and now it's grown up. And so the original was just over, I think, 4,700 square feet, beautiful open home. And this one we've got in the parade now is 5,400.
Yeah, just over that.
Yeah, and it just, we added space here and, you know, made this a little bigger. And in the end, it's still an octave, but it's its own beautiful masterpiece.
So I want to hear about the kitchen, though, because since you guys...
It's funny you should say that, because I was going to think the same thing. Kitchen. Let's talk about that kitchen.
Describe this for me. What does it look like?
Yeah, in Cash and I's day-to-day life, we get to walk through a lot of houses. I mean, Cash has a handful of buyers that he's helping through the process, whether they're drawing up their plans of their dream kitchen or they're like seeing it come to life or moving in. And then we've got models open across the Wasatch Front. And it's my favorite part of walking into the parade home for the first time, because I've seen these plans and I've seen what the designers had picked as far as colors and cabinets and countertops. But you come in and it's just to life. And this kitchen is stunning, you guys. We visited right before we came here, so it'd all be fresh in our minds.
Oh, I love it.
I am so excited for people to see this kitchen. So you can walk right in and we have these beautiful 6-centimeter countertops, these quartz countertops, and just this dark stain of wood. But then we have the cabinets that go down to the counters, and then we have cabinets that don't quite go all the way down, and then we have the hood, and it just builds. It's just, it's beautiful.
Mm-hmm. So as you walk into the family room here, or the living room, you look to your left, and you see, the first thing you see is just, at least my mind anyway, the first thing I see is this very cool modern hood. Mm-hmm. That's sitting over the range.
It's and huge. It's the biggest range I've ever seen. The appliances are really cool.
And then as you kind of start to edge out with your eyes, as Kim described, you've got one set of cabinets that's from the ceiling down. And then you go a little bit farther and it's this opaque glass cabinets that go from the ceiling all the way to the countertop, which just frames in this beautiful space. And then, you know, the tile backsplash is absolutely stunning going up and around the hood. And then you start to notice the island, which is, again, that 6-centimeter. I believe it was 3.5 feet wide, 10 feet long. And this granite composite sink in there that's kind of gray and blends in with the darker quartz. And a little bit of gold touch on the fixtures and the handles. And it just screams, at least to me.
Yeah.
I look at it and I go, comfortably modern.
Okay.
You know, not over the top, not aggressively modern, but very, very comfortable. And it's something you want to show off, but it doesn't feel like something you're afraid to get dirty.
Yeah, absolutely.
Mm-hmm. I'm actually salivating here.
Well, we haven't even talked about what you're going to cook in there. So one of the things I love about a lot of our kitchens is we have these huge butler pantries.
Okay, that's what I was wondering.
So we've got this big butler pantry that tucks behind one of your sets of cabinets in your fridge, and that's off to the left of the kind of center point of the kitchen we've been talking about with the hood and the range and those cabinets. And then we've finished it. So it's got finished countertops. I mean, you could put a KitchenAid in there and actually cook cookies in your pantry and then whip them out. Like the kitchen's just magically clean and you're just this magic cookie maker. So I'm all into this butler's pantry, and Cash goes, there's two of them. So off the left side of the kitchen, we have this butler's pantry that wraps around. And then on the right side of the kitchen, you could use as a butler pantry. It has a great space for a desk. It's, and the tile in there is amazing. Yeah, you guys, this kitchen.
I can't take it. And I know my wife can't take it. So.
Well, don't take her to this home then.
Or do. I'd love to help you build your dream home.
But I feel
I'm still thinking about how to pay for it. That's
But I've heard so many people be obsessed with the butler's kitchen because, like you said, it just looks like, oh, look, I'm such a great homemaker. Everything's so great, all made. And then
to hide all of that away.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, come on.
Dishes.
That's everyone's dream,
right?
We're talking about dream homes here. And imagine with kids. I mean, kids get everything all over the place and. You know, you've lived in a house, but not when it's all tucked in the butler's pantry.
Yeah. The other one that gets stuff all messed up is husbands.
Don't even get me started.
They're worse than the kids, you know.
Oh my gosh. And then for that, and the nice thing too is with that second butler's pantry, so in this kitchen layout, you've got kind of a long vertical style. It's about 13 feet wide, and then there's a separate dining nook that's in line with your island. And I think that was 8 feet deep, if I recall. Yeah. And the nice thing is this second pantry is positioned just in front and off to the side of that dining nook. So it creates this opportunity to, you know, when you've got a lot of guests, you can stage the food in this area. And then again, seamlessly looking like the perfect homemaker, you just transition everything to the dining room table. And it just looks like you're a total pro.
Well, and with that second pantry right off that nook, I'm thinking you can store holiday occasions, like tables, china, all those things.
Yeah, where's the Thanksgiving stuff?
Now it's all take there. That down. It's all
where's
there.
The Christmas? Fabulous.
Yeah.
I'm buying that house. Well,
you know, the best part is the shelves are high enough that my wife needs me to reach for the nice china. And I don't do it.
Oh, dangerous.
Sorry, honey, don't get that. Too high up.
He's got that china that's never been used, right?
Yeah, you don't want to be that person that breaks the
most stressful part of growing up, you guys, shaking as you're walking to the table. It's now, so far away.
We didn't have, where is this house located? I mean, what's it?
Oh, yeah, let me paint you a picture of that, too. So you're going to be in South Jordan.
Okay.
We're right across the street from the Jordan River Temple.
Oh, yeah. Pretty.
And so you've got these beautiful views of the mountains. You've got the beautiful view. You're across the street from the temple, so it'll be really easy to find us. And then we've got this huge backyard. These lots that this row of homes are going on are so deep. Do you know the size of the lots there?
Yeah, most of them are 0.52 acres.
Oh, wow.
And the width on them, most of them are about 100 feet wide. And then they're anywhere from 190 to 230 feet deep.
Oh.
So really cool thing about this community is with these deep lots, you've got just enough room to fit, you know, a beautiful, anywhere from a 5,000 to 7,000 square foot home. But then I've got some clients in there right now where they're utilizing all of this depth for a pool and a tennis court, you know, and
it's so private. Those backyards are so private.
And the best part about it is if you look to the north, there's still a little bit of a farm. And we've asked them, I don't think they're ever going to sell it, which I wouldn't either. But so you're not hindered by other homes. Your views are completely unobstructed.
And it just feels
like, you know, like
just
Kim
right in
said,
the heart of Salt Lake, that's very unusual now.
That is unusual.
Yeah.
Very unusual.
Yeah.
Well, and because I just bought a place that's in a new construction area.
Congratulations.
But the downfall is that it's forever away to go to the grocery store. There's so many lines, all the fast food places, because we just don't have the infrastructure. And right there, I'm like, you
it's
have
so
everything
established.
All established.
5 minutes to I-15.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
Right by a bunch of entertainment, a bunch of restaurants,
that's the
all
best
your
of
shopping.
Both worlds.
Yeah, go north to Mountain View or south to Bangor, or excuse me, 15.
No matter where you need to get.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's a wonderful location. And we've got two lots available as well. So it might be sold out before the parade's over. Yeah.
Now, this is a new home that nobody's living in right now.
Correct.
Okay, so is the house for sale?
We're not selling this house quite yet. It is a spec, so we don't have a buyer for it right now. But sometime in the next year, I could see it hitting the market.
We just opened up this amazing community in Riverton called River Ridge Lane. And if you want to talk about, in my opinion, the best remaining views of the Wasatch Front, this is them. And it's minimum half acre lots. It's got an equestrian property to the east of it. And so what we're going to do, we've got this parade home, and we're building a model home in River Ridge or Riverton. And it's probably going to be another year before that model's done. Mm-hmm. And so we're going to take people, we're going to show them this amazing parade home for the next year until that Riverton home is done. And then we'll sell that one and transition to our River Ridge model. And it's going to be absolutely exceptional. It is the best land in the Salt Lake Valley, as far as I'm concerned.
I mean, outside the kitchen, because I can see the kitchen alone is just magnificent. Is there something that either one of you have, another part of that house that you really, really like, or that's your favorite part, something that stands out?
We have been doing a fantastic job with our basements recently. So all of our homes come with a finished basement. And we really like to show our buyers what they can do with that space, because it is this big open space and that can feel a little bit intimidating. Our team, not only with what we choose to build in, but also our finishing team with Knife and North, they do an amazing job showing you how you could use this space and make it so comfortable. And I'm getting so used to that with our homes, but I walked into this one and was like, holy cow, this is a step up from anything I've seen. So as you come down the stairs, we've got this big open staircase that comes from the kitchen, living room, that really open concept space. So you're going to come down these stairs and it's this big open game room, but then half of it has this big electronic curtain that'll open and close. It's a theater space. Oh. So rather than our theater being in this closed off room part of the house, it's the whole space, and it has this big open bar and this beautiful kitchenette. The finishes on it are amazing.
Mm-hmm. One of the big concepts with all the Symphony Homes is you're open everything, open stairways, open rooms, open everything. So as you come into this main entryway, this open stair railing leads you down to the basement. And the first thing you'll notice as you turn to your left is this just gorgeous concrete precast accent wall up and down the entirety of the stairway. Just unbelievable. And then you walk down the stairs and you enter into this beautiful glass gym that's right in front as you come down the stairs. And most of the standard plan on this has three bedrooms and a basement and the bathroom. And so we took out that middle bedroom and did the entire wall with glass, so that when you walk down, you're seeing that, I mean, it was probably a 15 foot wide, 9 foot tall glass entryway to this gym.
And it has that big window in it still, because it was a converted bedroom. And so you, I feel like instead of this dark, dingy gym, you're in this bright, open space. Like, you want to be there. You want to spend time there. I think something that COVID completely changed with buyers' mindsets and with people as they're using their home is no space in your home goes unused. It used to be that we have these open sitting rooms or dining rooms, or you have this storage room where you just put all the stuff that you never wanted to see. But I think when COVID started and people started spending a lot more time at home, all those spaces that were previously unused or didn't really have a purpose, they got repurposed, and people are trying to use every bit of that home. And so I think, I don't know if gyms is specifically what people want. We're putting in a lot of gyms, but I think people, instead of being like, instead of an extra guest bedroom, let's make that a toy room. Let's make that a bonus room. Let's make that. People are just getting so creative, and I think they've really, over the last 2 years, evaluated their lifestyle and what they need, and that's been so fun at Symphony, because we can really help them out with those needs and help them make all of those spaces super functional in their life.
Do you make dog rooms? Like animal rooms?
Absolutely.
You're asking that funny, but like, holy cow, we have
It is funny, but
he has two dogs.
I actually got two dogs, and my wife keeps talking about making this, you know, I mean, all our kids are out because I'm older.
My favorite thing we've done on a mudroom or a laundry room with an exterior door, we have big dog washing stations that we've done in a handful of homes. We haven't done a lot of them, they are one of my favorite features that we've done for people because it's so functional. It would fit in your life so seamlessly.
It's funny you should bring that up because right now, see, we're trying to figure out how we're going to bathe our dogs.
In the tub? In your tub?
I got them in the tub. I had to get in the tub. You know, I mean, they were jumping out, so I just said, well, I got to strip down. We don't want to maybe put that on, but I got to get in with them.
Family friendly.
So, I mean, it seems like that would be a functional room that you could take, you
absolutely
know, some space
so
to do dog.
Anything from that. I mean, Cash is really the master of that. Whenever he meets with his clients, he's already in the digital version of those plans. He's moving walls for you. So, I mean, like, we could just go through a talking exercise of how you would help him take the plan that we're talking about and help it fit his lifestyle better.
Oh, absolutely. And again, that's the beauty and the danger of nearly unlimited customizations. And so, you know, here's some of the things that I'm seeing a lot more in these homes as I customize them. So number one, I bet I'm putting a gym in 60%. Mm-hmm. And people are either utilizing a bedroom or the storage space on our homes is so wonderful. I mean, we've got, you know, all of our cold storage sits underneath the front porch, and all of our front porches are pretty spacious. So your cold storage itself is a massive storage area. And then in front of that, we start with an unfinished storage area. And I would say the smallest of those is 12 by 12. And some of them are, you know, 15 by 20, just depending on the home itself.
And for this parade home, that's fully finished with built-in shelves and carpet. It's awesome.
Yeah, which a lot of people do right now. But so either a bedroom or that space usually becomes these gyms with the glass walls and the rubber floors. And then one thing that's kind of neat about Symphony as well is we try to modify and improve our product to meet the demands of what your current buyers need. So one thing that has absolutely skyrocketed in the last 3 years, and again, big part of this is COVID, is double offices.
Yeah.
And so, you know, you look historically and you know, I'm from Utah born and raised, and my grandmother would have said that there's a flex room and a celestial room. And so we've seen that conversion pretty dramatically where so many of our plans now have got double flex rooms as you walk in. And the way we line these up, you can turn that flex room into a bedroom as well and have three bedrooms on the main floor on some of these ramblers. But having two offices in today's age is just so pivotal. I mean, we all know that for the most part in today's world, mom and dad are probably both working to an extent. And now most people are working from home, it seems. So that's been a wonderful change that we've made to our plans. But now to get back to your question here. So how do we design you this perfect dog, this dog washing home? And so I would start with what Kim said here. We've got on most of our homes, as you enter the garage, you've got this ample mudroom that typically has either locker style cubbies for coats and shoes and things, or full cabinet grade, you know, storage there. And then you enter in a little bit more and you've got your half bathroom. And then you've got the laundry room a little further back as, you know, so that the stinky kids can come from sports and just throw their stuff right in there. And one of the coolest designs I've had so far is, and this was a home that had a covered deck behind it. And so we made that essentially one kind of rectangular open area. And so at the back, there was this full cabinet that kind of had a desk space. So there was a dog door underneath the desk. And then to the left, there was a little bit of a depth expansion. So to the left, you had this half height dog washing station. And then the laundry room was in there as well. And so you just bring them right in from the backyard after they're all muddy, hose them off right there. Good to go into the rest of the home. But another thing that's been really interesting too is the laundry room locations. So the number of people I've got now that are customizing their laundry room location, I think I do more, and our master closets are very ample.
That's the next stage of the house. I was going to walk everyone.
Yeah, you can. I'll let you take that one. But it's amazing how many people are putting their laundry rooms now in their master closets, and then doing maybe a smaller laundry room or a stackable upstairs or downstairs for their kids to use. But all of this just kind of comes into play. And so I've had people who move their laundry rooms to their closet, and then they take this additional space that used to be kind of part of the mudroom And oh my gosh, they've done everything from second pantries to full dog washing stations to little pocket offices as well that are closed off from the group.
No, I was going to say, the interesting thing is I have a son who just recently built a house, and sure enough, they've got the washer and dryer in the closet, in the master bedroom. And I'm like, what the, you know, but the more I thought about it, the more I was going, man, that would be great. Just take your clothes, throw them in there.
Just go
and,
straight in.
And you go straight in. You don't have to worry about dragging them out to the laundry room across the house, which seems to be the case. Well, with everything
and we give you these giant windows out the back, and you know, far be it for me to be walking naked from the laundry room to the master because I didn't, you know, bring a towel.
That's a very good point. So tell us about the grand suite, that closet we talked about.
Yes, absolutely. So that main suite in the house, your primary suite, your master bedroom, this house, that high ceiling on this rambler, I feel like usually in a rambler home, it tends to feel small, but this really high ceiling through the house, it's 9 feet in the bedrooms and 12 in that main area. It just helps everything feel so open. We have these huge windows with amazing views of the mountains and the Salt Lake Valley. So that big bedroom, I'm so excited to see how it gets finished. As soon as we start getting furniture and it comes to life, that's amazing. But the bathroom has this beautiful tile surround from the tub to the shower, and our closet is totally finished out. I mean, once you go in a closet that's really been finished like that, you just can't go back to just like a rack on the wall. It's got all these drawers and cabinets. It's got tie hooks. It's got like anything you could dream of in a closet. It's there, and it's really stinking cool.
So it's one of those closets that you're going to have to buy more clothes.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Well, and tell us what the standard height is, because I know that even a foot in a room
makes
is a lot.
Absolutely.
Huge. Because I had my wife and I'm do I have to tell again, Stephanie? I'm from the East Coast, so you know.
You know what? It's been 35 minutes in the episode.
Yeah, I always get to it.
This is a record, Scott.
Yeah, I know. It's a record that I haven't mentioned.
It's the first 2 minutes that you
bring it up. Hey, so I'm from the East Coast.
Yes, exactly. That's usually how I open.
Usually.
But, you know, for reference purposes, for people that are listening, you know, so I come from the East Coast. So we had a house that we built there, and we raised the ceilings just a foot.
Yeah.
And it was amazing what it did to the house.
How different it felt. Yeah,
so the standard, what's the standard on a regular, like a rambler height on, it's like 8 feet.
That's one of the hard parts, right? Of going through these parade homes.
Yeah.
Like what's an upgrade? What's standard? And we try to showcase some really cool upgrades in the home. And our agents will be able to tell you the difference between everything. But all of the ceiling heights in this home are standard to our base plan.
Yes. And it is a little bit plan dependent. When you get into these kind of modern ramblers, especially where you've got the large stone columns that hit the front porch and you've got the roof line that has kind of a gentler but longer drop, it allows us to increase the ceiling height even more. So on your traditional ramblers, you might have gotten away with 10 feet in that family room, main room, and then 9 feet in the kitchen, 9 feet in that primary suite. But on these modern plans especially, you can walk into this 12-foot entryway, and then we usually keep the kitchens at 9 feet because, to be quite frank, if I've got a cabinet at 10 feet tall, it's probably not much use to me, right? But the nice thing is that, and this is kind of a unique factor with Symphony as well, when we build our homes, there's a little bit more of a complication to it in terms of our truss structures. And so we utilize these more complex truss structures to change the height of the ceiling depending on what area you're in. So I can't recall if we did 10-foot ceilings in that primary suite on this particular model, but many of our plans feature 9 in the kitchen, 12 to 14 in the family room, and then 10 feet in that primary suite. And then to take it a step further, that master bedroom always has a tray ceiling with optional crown molding in there. So
I love tray ceilings.
See, guys, I knew Cash
tray
would get us in that direction.
And crown molding, wow. I mean, that just absolutely changes a room.
Oh, absolutely.
And those two features alone just really, they're magnificent.
Yeah, and the cool thing about the trays that we do, these tray ceilings, is, you know, our standard is crown molding. That's just included with what we do. But I've got a lot of people that pull the crown out, and they'll do the different slat-type boardings on the top of that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And so you create this, you know, this beautiful, smooth, clean finish kind of on the exterior rim of the room. And then as you look up into the middle here, you can do these unbelievably intricate designs. And I've had people do everything from kind of grass cloth to full-on flooring. And even, you know, your kind of typical board and batten style or and wallpapers coming back.
Wallpaper on the ceiling. Ceiling paper.
Mm-hmm. Oh, huge. I saw that at the Utah Valley Prada Homes, one of the houses.
Our designer has been doing that more and more frequently. They actually did it in a bonus room for a Northern Wasatch Prada Home. And it's just so interesting how just such a little thing can completely change the room.
Yeah.
Especially on those primary suites and that tray ceiling. It's so cool.
That's one of those things that people can take and do in their place.
Absolutely.
Like their small rooms. And really, because this bedroom, it was like a downstairs bedroom that I saw it in, and it wasn't very big, but it just was like, whoa, this is cool to have that. So.
Well, and we'd love for you to come build a symphony home, but we know that's not where everyone's at right now. So if you're coming to the parade for ideas, for inspiration, we hope our home can give you so much of that in where you're living right now. So that right now it's this project, it's wallpaper on the ceiling, and someday it can be a symphony home.
Yeah.
That's right.
Well, you know, when you have a tray or a crown or both in your bedroom, you actually get to look at it. Mm-hmm. I mean, because most of the time, you know, you're just kind of walking around house, you don't look up. But
I'm getting Sistine Chapel, Michelangelo on the
side. But when you're asleep, you look up there and you just go, man, this is just, I mean, you just feel like you're in a, like a palace or something. It can totally change. Stephanie, I'm telling you, it'll change your sleeping experience.
Has anyone done the really, really cool, I don't know if anyone's been to the Eccles Theater, but those stars?
Oh, yes.
That's what I want to see in a primary suite. That's what I want.
There we go.
Yeah, those are cool.
Yeah. Well, see, it's just endless ideas. And once you start opening your ideas to, like, not only what could this space be used for, but how can we finish it and how can we love it? Mm-hmm. That's why the parade's so exciting. That's what you get to see all these amazing things and be influenced by so many other people's ideas. And it's just this amazing showcase of so much creativity and passion and craftsmanship. And I love it.
But it's interesting because the place that I bought, I mean, it was very much all of them look the same. And I was like, you know what? I don't love where this eating area is. And instead of I moved my kitchen table to where like the couches were supposed to go, where they have it like set up. And that's made such a difference for me because it's opened things up. I can have dinner parties. And I just have been thinking, like, because I just go home, I'm like, I love my place. And it just is like,
it makes me so
quiet,
happy,
clean. And I think that regardless of what size your house is, whether it's one of these larger homes that you're talking about of symphony homes, or if it's just a small condo, like when you can really design for your needs, like it just makes you love the space that you're in.
Ugh, I love that so much. And everyone's style is totally different. Like you may walk into this kitchen that Cash and I are raving about, and maybe it's not for you, but that's one of the really, really cool things about a home and an opportunity to customize is you can change that out. Maybe you need different color. Maybe you need different style. Maybe you need more of that East Coast vibe.
There you go. Well, I can tell you this. When I think of a home now, after this podcast, when I think of a home, I feel like Diana Ross. I hear a symphony. You ever heard that song, Stephanie?
No, I don't know what you're talking about.
I think Scott's aging himself.
Do you guys know what he's talking about?
I mean, I know the name Diana Ross. That's for sure.
I got lost after that.
Will you sing it for us?
Go on iTunes. You look up Diana Ross and the Supremes. I hear a symphony. That ought to be your guy's theme song.
We'll look into it.
Yes, there you go.
Thinking about it, yeah.
I'm always down.
They're definitely going to listen.
For a ride home today.
I was going to say, we all carpooled, so we'll kick it on as soon as we get back.
There you go.
This house is in South Jordan. Do you guys only build in that part of the valley, or where are your other homes located?
Yeah, we build all over the Wasatch Front. So we're most famous in Davis County.
Okay.
So I've got communities in West Kaysville, West Farmington. I've got a beautiful community in Centerville that's coming up in the fall. And I've got a beautiful community in East Farmington that's going to be rolling out kind of early next year.
Right by Lagoon,
yeah. And then in Salt Lake County, we've got South Jordan, of course. We've also got an amazing community in West Jordan and possibly the highest end community in West Jordan at the time. It's absolutely stunning because even in those smaller communities, we bring the same level of quality and craftsmanship to those. We've got Riverton as well that's going to be coming up here shortly. And then down in Utah County, we've finally been able to expand into that market. And so I've got projects in West Lehigh currently. And then I've got one coming up in East Lehigh early next year. And then down in Saratoga Springs right there by that temple at Beacon Point.
Oh, nice.
Oh, yeah.
And we're always I mean, our development team's amazing. They're finding these really cool projects as it's getting harder and harder to replace land mm-hmm. and keep building on these quarter to half acre lots like we love to do for people. I mean, I think in the works still we have Windrose. It's out in Harriman, Pleasant Grove. So we're always trying to keep growing and looking and just finding places where people want to love where they live.
And a new phase coming up in Stansbury Park as well.
Yeah, yeah. So we're a little bit of everywhere and that's what we love.
So in conclusion, is there anybody you'd like to recognize, shout out? Recognition for either one of you?
Yeah, well, just big picture, you know, Rob and Bruce, who started this company, they've created such an amazing team and an amazing dream. And it's an absolute pleasure to be able to, you know, to help them kind of see that through. And on kind of a more macro level, the superintendent that helped us build this parade home that oversaw it, a gentleman named Leroy, you can't say enough good things about him. Just the quality and the care that he has, and frankly, the pride. There's so much pride from everybody in this company, from superintendent to the individual designers, all the way up to the owners, that just make it a pleasure to work for Symphony Homes and a joy to show these amazing homes off.
Absolutely. And in marketing, I mean, there's a lot that goes into a parade house, right? But from the marketing perspective, you show up and make sure on opening days those doors get open and everything and everyone are where they're supposed to be. And people are always telling me, congratulations, you guys did such a great job. And I'm like, I don't even know if I can call it getting us to the finish line because there's so many people, not just on the Symphony Homes team, but all of our subcontractors and all of these amazing vendors and partners that we're working with help get the door open. It's really amazing to see the teamwork that goes into not just a parade home, but any of the homes that we're building. It's just this huge effort. So I could start naming off people all day, but I'm just so grateful to anyone who has been involved with our brand and worked with Symphony Homes, not just for this parade home, but through the last 30 years. It's been an amazing partnership.
Well, Cash and Kim, thank you so much for sharing with us all about the Octave. So make sure, guys, to go and head to South Jordan, get your ticket for the Parade of Homes. And if you use the code Utah Real Estate Podcast, you get $3 off.
That's right.
$3.
What? And if you're lucky, you may even meet the Silver Dollar Man who may be there. Because my understanding is that Symphony Homes may even be giving me that home.
Oh, we'll have to work that out.
Give's a tough word there, Silver Dollar Man. How many of those silver dollars you carrying around?
I don't think I have enough.
He's like Scrooge McDuck. He like just swims in his...
No, that's a reference we all got.
All the silver dollars.
There we go.
Did you get that one?
Kind of.
You lost him at Silver Dollar Man.
Yeah.
Thank you guys so much.
All right. Thank you.
We'll go home and look up Diana Ross. You go home and look up Scrooge McDuck.
Okay. Now that you've listened to this episode, make sure to grab your ticket for the 2022 Salt Lake Parade of Homes.
Yeah. And for all you listeners out there, we got a deal for you because we have connections. If you use the code Utah Real Estate Podcast, you get $3 off. And if you're lucky, Steph, you may even be able to meet the Silver Dollar Man out there.
If they could be so lucky, Scott. Just a plug for all you homeowners out there. Remember that you get to choose your title company.
And here at Title One, there's a reason why there's a one in our title. Learn all about our colossal closings
by going to askusutah.com.
We celebrate with you in securing a house for your home.